Previously on Algoa FM.
This week, across all shows, we've been delving behind the scenes in all facets of our business at Algoa FM. For now, we'll touch on the digital component. I'm now joined by our digital specialist, or webmaster, if we may, Sipokazi Peter. Welcome to Algoa FM's Lunch Show.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Fantastic. Your job is not that cut and paste as many would believe. There's a whole lot of plotting and planning that happens behind the scenes. Tell us about your responsibilities and misconceptions about your job.
Okay, so firstly, I'm a digital webmaster, and a lot of people tend to think that I work in IT, and I don't. Women in tech, yay for you guys. But my job is very similar to digital marketing, digital content strategy and the like. So what I do is essentially, you know, plan content ideas for the station, for clients, mm-hmm. and just implement that online across the different platforms, our social media and our website. And a lot more goes into that than just planning. There's implementation as well, reporting and the like, yeah.
Gotta start somewhere. Managing Algoa FM's digital presence must be a massive task, merging online presence with listener engagement, but also ensuring our clients gain online traction for their specific brands. Talk us through managing this process.
Okay, so we have to start with the content itself. We have to guide our clients to understand what works for the different platforms that they want to advertise on, and what days of the week to post on to get the best engagement and so forth. And luckily, we've got a good sales team that is able to communicate that with our clients. And also for us as a brand, as Algoa FM, we have to be able to manage our brand, put out a good quality product for ourselves, which will in turn help our clients or future clients see what we can do. And then obviously they would have the confidence to work with us as well.
Absolutely. We've had an incredible hit rate in terms of on-air collaborations versus current trends, and in turn, you know, executing these trends online. There is an abundance of talent flowing behind the scenes as well. Tell us more about synchronizing digital content with on-air programming.
You know what? A lot of trends currently, a lot of people are on social media. We've got podcasts, we've got streaming and all of that. So what we've done as a company is try and merge the two together. So we've got our podcast section, which is basically a catch-up of what you've missed. You'll see a lot of our posts on Facebook or on Twitter, X, where we try to say, okay, if in case you missed this great interview, you can go and stream it on our podcast channel, depending on which presenter did an interview. And we are also now rolling out, you know, video content of interviews as well. So trying to merge the two to get the best out of, because some people prefer to listen, some people prefer to watch. And then obviously just showing our listeners and our followers who our presenters are, putting a face to the voice, and that really helps reach more people.
Bit of TV and radio merged in one with your digital online campaign or component. What are some of your main challenges and successful innovations in the digital space?
So main challenge is trying to get a big reach and trying to get audience engagement.
Sure.
This is a task that any digital marketing strategist, digital marketer, social media manager would have to deal with. And that comes from understanding what your audience is interested in, what they are, and something that they would be more inclined to
and resonate with at the end of the day.
Yeah, they would want to engage with. So trying to understand that and tapping into that in order to serve our audience and our listeners something that they would really like to watch, like, comment, and us understanding what our clients, what our audience, what our followers like is basically trying to nail that down. And, you know, successes is getting that off the mark and having huge reactions, comments on a post, and essentially that's that.
Sounds quite exciting. I'd like to know, what is the coolest part of your job?
Coolest part is seeing or coming up with a nice content idea and then asking presenters such as yourself to participate in taking a TikTok video or Instagram reel, and you guys actually participating with that, being keen to participate,
making fools of ourselves.
Not necessarily.
I'm joking.
Yeah. And you know, seeing that come together, and then also seeing our followers engage with that.
Yeah.
You know, it just feels like you are part of something. And
in all honesty, we love to bring out the silliness in ourselves at times. It just makes things look so real at the end of the deal.
Yeah.
The day, that is who we are.
Fun is a serious business, we say here.
100%. Sibukazi Peter, digital specialist or webmaster at Algoa FM. Thank you so much for taking time out and sharing your insight with what happens behind the scenes on our digital platform. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.